more like a father to those young brothers and sisters of his, Mr. Richard had been. 24 when his father had died, and he'd pitched in right away to the business, going off every day as punctual as clockwork, and keeping the house running and everything as lavish as it could be. A very happy household, with all those young ladies and gentlemen growing up. Fights and quarrels now and again, of course, and those governesses had had a bad time of it. Poor spirited creatures, governesses. Lanscombe had always despised them. Very spirited the young ladies had been. Miss Geraldine in particular. Miss Cora, too. Although she was so much younger. And now Mr. Leo was dead, and Miss Laura gone too, and Mr. Timothy such a sad invalid, and Miss Geraldine dying somewhere abroad, and Mr. Gordon killed in the war. Although he was the eldest, Mr. Richard himself turned out the strongest of the lot. Outlived them all he had. At least, not quite, because Mr. Timothy was still alive, and little Miss Cora, who'd married that unpleasant artist chap. 25 years since he'd seen her, and she'd been a pretty young girl when she went off with that chap. Now he'd hardly have known her, grown so stout, and so arty-crafty in her dress. A Frenchman her husband had been, or nearly a Frenchman, and no good ever came of marrying one of them. But Miss Cora had always been a bit, well, simple, like you'd call it if she lived in a village. Always one of them in a family. She'd remembered him all right. "Why, it's Lanscombe," she'd said, and seemed ever so pleased to see him. Ah, they'd all been fond of him in the old days. And when there was a dinner party, they'd crept down to the pantry, and he'd given them jelly and charlotte russe when it came out of the dining-room. They'd all known old Lanscombe. And now there was hardly anyone who remembered. Just the younger lot, whom he could never keep clear in his mind, and who just thought of him as a butler who'd been there a long time. A lot of strangers, he had thought, when they all arrived for the funeral, and a seedy lot of strangers at that. Oh, not Mrs. Leo. She was different. She and Mr. Leo had come here off and on ever since Mr. Leo married. She was a nice lady, Mrs. Leo, a real lady. Wore proper clothes and did her hair well and looked what she was, and the master had always been fond of her. A pity that she and Mr. Leo had never had any children. Lanscombe roused himself. What was he doing standing here and dreaming about old days with so much to be done? The blinds were all attended to on the ground floor now, and he told Janet to go upstairs and do the bedrooms. He and Janet and the cook had gone to the funeral service in the church, but instead of going on to the crematorium, they'd driven back to the house to get the blinds up and the lunch ready. A cold lunch, of course, it had to be. Ham and chicken and tongue and salad, with cold lemon souffle and apple tart to follow. Hot soup first. And he'd better go along and see that Marjorie had got it on ready to serve, for they'd be back in a minute or two now for certain. Lanscombe broke into a shuffling trot across the room. His gaze, abstracted and uncurious, just swept up to the picture over this mantelpiece. The companion portrait to the one in the green drawing-room. It was a nice painting of white satin and pearls. The human being round whom they were draped and clasped was not nearly so impressive. Meek features, a rosebud mouth, hair parted in the middle, a woman both modest and unassuming. The only thing really worthy of note about Mrs. Cornelius Abernethy had been her name, Coralie. For over 60 years after their original appearance, coral cornplasters and the allied coral foot preparations still held their own. Whether there had ever been anything outstanding about coral cornplasters, nobody could say, but they had appealed to the public fancy. On a foundation of coral cornplasters, there had arisen this neo-Gothic palace, its acres of gardens, and the money that had paid out an income to 7 sons and daughters and had allowed Richard Abernethy to die 3 days ago, a very rich man.